Time to introduce you to someone who's just been recognised at Telstra's annual Best of Business Awards, one of over 20,000 small and medium-sized businesses that were nominated for this award around the country. Now, the main award for the event went to a sportswear brand, but my next guest was one of six winners in other categories, namely the champion or the health champion category. Lisa Helwedge is my guest, founder and director of Earworks. She identified a gap in the market for, yes, earwax. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hello.
Firstly, congratulations on this award. What does it mean to you?
Oh, look, it means a lot. I mean, it's given us the confidence that our service and our business is on track. Really, we're just so proud that a Tasmanian business is leading the nation. This is just great in healthcare reform and service delivery. So, yeah, it's just recognition that we're doing a great job, all of our head office team and our nurses across the country.
Take us back to the sort of the founding story. All of these sort of, you know, startups start with a little founder story. It's often in a garage. Oh. Was it you and a packet of cotton tips in the garage?
Oh, look, it was with my now husband, Scott, and we were sitting at the dining room table talking about our frustrations of workloads and values being up on the wall in our workplace that weren't being lived. And so we decided we wanted to create a values-based organisation. And Scott said, look, have you got any ideas? I said, actually, I do. And he thought that was a little bit strange, but we did up a business plan and thought, yeah, we can help a lot of people doing this.
Had you seen it being done elsewhere, or was this sort of one of those sort of bolt from the blue ideas, right?
Yeah. I used to work with the ear, nose and throat surgeons at the Royal Hobart, and I saw the procedure being performed there and I thought, gosh, that's just so neat. And, you know, it's really needed in the community, but the only way people could access that kind of service was via ENT's private rooms or via the Royal, which is, of course, you know, not always, it's a bit tricky to get into. I just thought, wow, I think this could work.
So that was back in 2016. And
2016,
it's really,
yeah.
I mean, it's just gone from strength to strength. How many clinics do you have now around the country?
We've got 24 clinic rooms across the country. So we're in every state except for the Northern Territory. And we're taking, like, you know, 1,200 patients a week out of emergency department and GP appointment wait lists every week. So it's something we're really proud of. We do have plans to continue to grow. And this award, I think, will go some way in assisting us with that.
Mm. Oh, come on, NT, get on board. Now, let's get technical. Apart from a bit gross, what actually is earwax, Lisa?
Oh, gosh, it's a mixture of oil, sweat, dead skin cells, dust, dirt, hair. Just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I applaud you for thinking this. You know, this is the business I want to get into. You're really doing the Lord's work, Lisa. So, at what point did you decide it was such a huge market potentially?
Well, there are statistics, but they came out of the UK, so we just sort of had to extrapolate them. So it's 1 in 10 children, 1 in 20 adults, and then we had to look at how many people are we going to be able to service down here in Tassie, which is where it all started. So, you know, you've sort of got to have a rough idea before you go into jump into a business. But yeah, that's where it started. And of course, you know, when you're in clinic all day, you feel like everyone has an issue with earwax. But in most cases, the ear actually cleans itself. It's a self-cleaning organ. But we're there to help when it doesn't.
Well, it is. I mean, explain to us why this is actually a healthcare issue, because as you sort of suggest, many of us would think of this as just sort of a quick bathroom, something to be taken care of in the bathroom and not a major issue. Why is it actually a healthcare issue?
Yeah, it's only the people that experience repeated issues with wax impaction are the people that can best answer that. It's actually quite debilitating, and it's something that needs to be addressed on a regular basis. So it can lead to all sorts of symptoms if the earwax builds up, you know, hearing loss, ringing, a whole suite of issues. But, you know, on a more serious level, and particularly for our elderly population, a blocked ear, you know, until you restore or maximise their hearing, it can lead to, you know, cognitive decline, an increased risk of falls. And we don't want that. We want everyone to be able to, you know, hear and communicate effectively.
On ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, my guest this afternoon is Lisa Helwedge, who's the founder and director of Earworks, a company that's removing earwax. And look, it's seemingly achieving some success in that, just won the Telstra's annual Best of Business Award, get it right, as a health champion. So who does this? I mean, is this a medical procedure? Do you need to be a qualified nurse or doctor to do this?
Yeah, we only employ registered nurses, and all our nurses have completed a theoretical, but more importantly, a practical component to their training. This is a really delicate procedure. You're essentially inside someone's skull.
And what are you doing while you're in there?
It's called microsuction. If you picture a tiny little vacuum cleaner inside the ear, plus we do use a few other little delicate instruments, but, you know, you've got to protect that precious eardrum and you don't want an untrained professional in there.
Mm. Well, look, really appreciate you making the time for us this afternoon, Lisa. Winner of the Telstra Best of Business Award for 2024 as a healthcare champion. Where to next?
We want to get big. We want to serve more of the Australian
community.
Sounds like
community. You already are.
And look, we are, but we're pushing for the healthcare, the regulatory system to sort of, that we need the funding model to reflect the changes that have happened in the regulation. So we want to get, you know, access to a Medicare rebate ultimately for our patients, which would be wonderful, and more private health rebates, which will mean that there'll be more people that will be able to access our service. So this is about access and equity for all Australians.
And you haven't got your eye on any more sort of uncomfortable and unpleasant bodily functions, Lisa?
Not at the moment. No. I think I'll just stick with this one.
Not branching out into pimples or anything. Okay.
No.
Look, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.